Good morning. This is Diane with customer service. It's giving you a phone call. How may I assist you today?
What do you need? My phone number?
How may I assist you today?
Okay. What is this? A Spanguard?
I'm not sure, ma'am. We assist with over 100 vendors online. May I have your first and last name?
Okay. The account is Gabriel Aguilar. Or the Maris Aguilar, I don't know in which name it comes, but they've been taking $56.95 every so often, and I don't know what is this for.
Yes, ma'am, may you please verify your address for me for security purposes?
2559 Folsom Court, Melbourne, Florida, 32935.
Yes, ma'am. Please bear with me. I'm trying to get it to your account.
It has just one number.
Hmm.
It doesn't have an account in there because it comes in the
If you play from something with one of our vendors from online, that means you probably do have an account with us.
Excuse me?
If you basically, if you pay for something, if you paid or ordered for something with one of our vendors online, that means probably you do have an account.
Okay,
with
but
them.
I don't know what it is, and I don't want them to
even. Yes, ma'am, that's what I'm trying to help you with. Yes, ma'am. Do you remember back in November 18th when you signed up to pay $7.95 shipping and handling for kitchen appliances?
Kitchen appliance? I haven't bought any kitchen appliance, ma'am.
Give me one second. A KitchenAid mixer?
No, ma'am. You can come to my house and look. I don't have nothing like that.
No, ma'am. I asked. Did you sign up Did you pay $7.99 for the shipping and handling for a KitchenAid mixer?
No.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Please bear in the line. I'm going to transfer you to fraud. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello. Yes, ma'am. Please stay in the line. I'm going to transfer you to fraud.
Okay.
Because that's what that $56.95 for is for a membership of their KitchenAid mixer.
I wish I had one.
Give me one second.
Okay. Papi, préstame tu teléfono.
Okay.
Es que estoy en la otra línea con alguien que compraron ahí una cosa y ahora me la están cobrando a mí y yo no la compré, algo para la cocina.
Oye, vaya.
Uh-huh. 150 pesos.
Fraude, fraude.
Ah, sí, pero estoy en línea esperando. Dime, mijo.
Mira, para que pongas final inspection para mañana aquí donde señor Dani, Etonia.
Ajá, Etonia.
Ok. Para el de Building Department, Public Works, apenas voy a empezarlo a trabajar.
Ok, Building Department. Okay.
Ahora, tú sometiste el permiso ya de este señor.
De el de Public Works. Uh-huh.
Aquí ando, el R me comenta, lo voy a pasar.
Qué bueno, entonces puedo hacer el otro.
Yeah.
Ok, perfecto.
So, yo lo tengo aquí ya.
Ok. Bye.
Lo paso un ratito más.
Ok.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to go ahead and send you over to fraud now. And I got that canceled out as well, so you won't be charged.
They charged me first $150 from the same company.
Yes, ma'am. That's why I'm sending you to fraud, so they can go into further investigation, because you said you don't remember. You said you didn't pay for the $790. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
You can go ahead.
I haven't buy anything.
Yes, ma'am. That's why I said I was going to send you to fraud. Yes, ma'am. They're gonna go into a further investigation with you and see and find out where the them charges came from. They're gonna track the IP address and everything.
Okay. En la tarjeta tuya de Citibank ha sido un desastre. Siempre están cobrando. La que tú tienes esa que. Okay. Primero que lo empezaron dando.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
I'm finna transfer you now.
Thank you.